Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about new contests to be offered at State 4-H Horse Show. Hello, I'm Amy Myers and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, Mississippi State University Extension Equine Specialist. So Clay, Mississippi has many exciting contests at its State 4-H Horse Show each year, like reining, jumping, western riding, and of course, timed events. What new contests will be offered this year?
Amy, we've got two new classes this year that are going to be offered, which are the Working Cowhorse Boxing Only class and also a new class called Ranch Handling. The Working Cowhorse Boxing class is a state-only class, only offered at the State Horse Show, but it is a portion of the Working Cowhorse class that's just the boxing, where just simplistically that the rider is holding one cow, at the end of the arena for a 50-second time limit. The ranch handling class is somewhat similar to a showmanship class, which will be both showmanship and ranch handling are offered at our district shows and are qualifying for our state show. But the ranch handling is similar to showmanship in that it shows cohesion between the horse and handler through a pattern, but is maybe not quite as technical in some aspects as some of our showmanship classes.
And what will the process for ranking the winners be?
Both these classes are scoring systems 0 to 100 with 70 denoting an average run. And so basically what will happen is, like, for instance, the Working Cowhorse Boxing class, the more cow sense that the horse shows, the more control that the rider and horse show or demonstrate on the cow, the scoring will go up. So if you were really good, and you'd be above a 70, and if you were a little less, then you'd be below a 70, and the same way with the ranch handling. To add to that, you definitely need to make sure that you look at the rule book and see what penalties are associated with both of those classes, because penalties are negative things and are deducted to the score whenever they happen throughout the run.
Are these contests also offered at the regional show? And if so, how do participants qualify?
The Working Cowhorse Boxing class, if a contestant qualifies at the state level for any class, they can go to the regional, Southern Regionals, and participate in any of those classes. So both those classes, if a contestant or exhibitor qualifies at our state show, they have the option of whether or not they want to participate at the regional level.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Now, to clarify, the Working Cowhorse Boxing class is offered at the state level first, and the district is not a level that will be offered.
That's right.
Okay, just making sure we get that. So I understand that you're going to offer a series of clinics to address rules, ideal characteristics for participating, and also class strategies. When and where will these clinics be offered?
We've had two already this past weekend, one in Brookhaven and one also in Winona. Our next one is going to be May 13th in Hattiesburg at the Coliseum there in Hattiesburg.
What time will that be beginning?
It starts at 9 o'clock. We should be wrapped up about 3 o'clock. And these clinics give the participants some access to understanding how to handle cattle with the use of electronic cattle, or what we call a flag. And so they get some experience in where to be on a cow and also in the ranch handling, as well as kind of what things are going to be offered in those patterns.
Okay, is there a deadline to participate or to register for these classes or for these contests?
Yes, the deadline for both state-only and district qualifying classes is May 1st. And so entries would have to be in for both of those, and then going forward through the district level for the ranch handling, if someone qualifies, they'd be eligible for the state level.
And what do we need to do in order to take part in this or to find out more information?
They can contact me directly at clay.cavender@msstate.edu, or they can call me in the ADS department, and we can give them further instruction from there.
Okay, so that's the Mississippi State University Animal and Dairy Science Department, right?
That's right.
And also, Clay, if individuals wanted to just Google State 4-H Horse Show Rulebook for Mississippi, they could just Google that and also find more information there. Is that correct?
That's right.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, Equine Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.